Welcome to the Love Letters to Poe podcast. I'm Sarah Crokel Smith, publisher and editor-in-chief, bringing you wonder and terror, romance and horror in this gothic fiction magazine. Each week, I'll be sharing a new gothic story or poem from the pages of Love Letters to Poe. You can find the original stories and poems, author interviews, your free copy of the magazine's inaugural issue, and much more at lovelettersto.poe.com. Today's gothic story is titled His Embrace, read by the author Tim Sterk. This story can be found in Volume 1, Issue 4 of Love Letters to Poe. I hope you enjoy this haunting tale.
Sitting at her vanity, Eleanor fingered her cold earlobe, working by touch to insert the gold and ruby earring he had given her. There was a mirror that she might have used, a smallish, beautiful Italian thing at least 2 centuries old, but she had covered it for him. In any case, she did not like to see herself these days. The earring pin pierced through the tender skin, and she let out a small, involuntary moan. The merest pinprick was a pain these days, the merest cut or bruise sent agonies throughout her oversensitive pale flesh. Except, of course, the 2 small spots upon her throat, barely even scars. She touched them gingerly and felt a shiver down her spine, as if a lover's breath caressed her neck. Between 2 heartbeats, his dark, alluring presence filled the room. Though he had made no sound in coming, she knew he had appeared. His very scent enveloped her. Musky and warm, like an intoxicating drink. She shut her eyes, surrendering herself to his embrace. "My love," he whispered in her ear. It set her head to spinning. His voice was velvet smooth and sweet, and filled her like a fine red wine.
"Take me."
The words forced their way out of her lips. He did not wait for further invitation. His cool lips touched her neck, kissing it gently. She held her breath, not opening her eyes, waiting for the pain and pleasure sting. He held that back at first, drawing the moment out until she almost spoke again. Before she found her voice, his needle teeth descended deep into her flesh. She moaned, hot blood fleeing her neck. At once his lips grew warm against her skin. They did not leave a single gap through which even the tiniest droplet of blood might spill. As the moment drew out into a minute, she reached out, involuntarily, her twitching fingers seeking to grasp something, anything, to anchor her before she lost herself into his overwhelming touch. Her right hand closed upon a corner of the satin shawl with which she had covered up the mirror. He tore away his mouth, blood streaks splattering her neck and dress like shameful, scalding brands. "None of that now," he said, his voice commanding underneath its sweetness. He put a warning hand upon her arm, the fingers digging harshly into her all too tender flesh. She gasped with pain, and he relaxed his grip.
"I'm sorry," she whispered. "I did not mean to."
She trailed off as she met his eyes. Dark and deep, they swallowed her, drowning her words. "Hush." The corners of his mouth curled in amusement. "All is forgiven." He leaned forward to kiss her, his lips still tasting of her blood. Her eyes closed yet again, and for a time she had no thoughts at all, her mind consumed by the intense aura of him. His scent invaded her, an intricately rich perfume of coppery blood and wine and spices, of hazy smoke-filled rooms by candlelight and private intimate affairs between good friends, of night-long gentle love and flesh pressed into flesh, the unconditional surrender of 2 lovers into one. An incongruent scent intruded on her bliss, a sliver of a smell, riding a soft breeze through the open window. In sensing it, Eleanor recalled, more as a deep impression than a thought, her childhood days, picking the fragile white flowers of the stingless sugar nettles that sometimes grew in patches near countryside paths, sucking on them, extracting droplets of nectar, sugary and sweet. This scent was like that taste, a tiny trace of pure childhood delight. At odds within the man's perfume, it had no place in his embrace. As he drew back, she turned her face into the breeze and sniffed, but it was almost gone. The flower scent evaporated on the air. With it went the memories, vanishing just beyond the reach of thought, their absence hanging like an afterimage on her eyelids, still holding their shape, but nothing more, and fading slowly. She sighed, releasing the final phantom shadow of the scent upon her breath. Though it was gone, it had nevertheless changed her mood. Like one who's half asleep, she blinked around, robbed of a precious dream. Her eyes fell on the mirror where the shawl had slipped, not much, but just enough that she could see a corner of her face, haggard and pale. A single baggy eye stared back, feverishly glistening. And though she knew he stood behind her, there was no one there. Of course, she'd always known there wouldn't be. Before he could react, indeed, before she herself could even think, she grabbed the mirror in an aching hand, swinging it around with all her strength. The shawl slipped off as the silvered glass crashed into his skull, splintering into a dozen shards. The broken mirror clattered to the floor. He howled, and in a flash she saw his face, boiling and raw as if his very skin had been set aflame. Furious eyes, filled with pain and shock and deep betrayal, bore into her before he spun away, shielding his face. In two long leaping strides he transformed into a leathery black mass of wings and claws and vanished through her open window. Then he was gone. The room was still and silent. No trace of his scent remained, nor any sign of him at all, except a shattered mirror and a bloodstain on her neck, and on her lips and tongue. She fell out of her chair and wept, knowing, finally, that she was free.
If you enjoyed this work of fiction, please show your love by leaving a review. Never miss another story or poem by visiting loveletterstopoe.com/join. And if you want the party to continue, I invite you to Prince Prospero's Masquerade over at patreon.com/loveletterstopoe. Until next time, embrace what lurks in the shadows. You never know what gothic adventure lay within.